Don't you love these kind of days? I mean, I don't know about you, but you know, I love it when it's sunny. I love it when it's warm. But you know, when it's a little bit chilly and it's damp outside, it's a good day for watching television. You know? And I mean, you got the NBA playoffs tonight. Go Heat. You know, they're two down. We got to see it. You know? And the other thing, there are new episodes of The Good Place and Schitt's Creek. I mean, we're ahead. But you know, the thing that drives me crazy more than anything else in life is when I'm watching The Good Place and all of a sudden Spectrum goes dead. Have you ever had that irritation? You're in the middle of a show, you're in the middle of a game, you're in the middle of the news, whatever you're in the middle of, but you really want to know the next thing, and it comes at the most inopportune time. And all of a sudden it's gone, and it's like, please tune back later. And I'm like, I hate that saying. I don't like being disconnected. I don't like being disconnected. I like to be connected. And yet I wonder how many times in my life I'm disconnected. You know, the Old Testament lesson for today is the story of the Ten Commandments. You all have heard this before. You know, Moses gets Ten Commandments, the whole nine yards. If you haven't read it before, if you haven't heard it read to you before, then probably the rest of you have watched, you know, Charlton Heston getting on top of the mountain. Okay? The Ten Commandments. But it's interesting because as the Ten Commandments are given to Moses and then Moses gives them to the people, it says very clearly that after he gives them the Ten Commandments, it says, when all the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, you speak to us and we'll listen. But do not let God speak to us or we will die. You know what? I went and I searched as best as I could about the Ten Commandments. And there's nothing about the Ten Commandments that says that if you break it, you're going to die. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. What it says is there'll be consequences, yeah. But mostly what it says is, I give you the Ten Commandments so you can be connected, not disconnected. But I'm not going to terminate you. In other words, it's a commandment that says, this is what's going to get you close to me. It's not something that's going to kill you. In fact, I think, personally, God probably knows very clear and right that we'll never be able to follow them all, that we won't do it perfectly. But if we do move to trying to do it perfectly, and don't forget, Jesus sums up the commandments, to love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and love your neighbors yourself, he simplifies it, then you'll be in relationship. You'll be connected. But for some reason, the people back then, and I think sometimes the people today, including myself, sometimes feel like, well, if I make a mistake, oh my God, that's it. You know, curtains for me. And I don't know about you, but there's many times in my life when I don't feel at home in my own skin, and I make a lot of mistakes. I know none of you do, but I do. Let me give you an example. This morning, I got here bright and early to open up the whole place, to set up the tent, to get the things done out there. I got out, and I opened up the other parking lot across the street, and I opened up the first lock, and I got in, and I drove to go to the second lock. And lo and behold, when I got to the second lock, I don't know what happened, but the lock was frozen up. Now, let me tell you right now, that didn't get me closer to God at that moment. And as I took out my key and I tried to work it and I couldn't get it to get the tumblers to roll in the right direction, I decided what I needed to do was get a pair of channel locks and get it to turn. So I went into my truck and I got channel locks out. And you know what happened then? I bent the master key to everything. You really think that made me in better shape to come in here and do the service this morning? You really think that, you know, let's just say I wasn't really at home in my own skin? And yet somehow in the midst of it, God's grace was real. Just practically speaking, the key bent. Dennis had to go over there and get it open later with WD-40 and everything else. But the key still worked to get in the front door. Somehow the grace of God seemed to come through. You see, the Ten Commandments to me are where, in the truest of all senses, it connects us to God. It's given us ways to where, if we follow them, it doesn't make us necessarily fully in relationship with them, but if we follow them with our heart, not just with our head, not just in our behavior, but rather in our motives, then all of a sudden we move to where we are connected with him in a way that is, in a sense, being to being, not just thought to thought. And that's what God really desires in us. You've heard me tell the story probably at least 5 times before. I'm getting old in my old age, you know? And the truth of the matter is, the story that I love to tell is, you know, being raised. Remember watching TV when you were a kid? And you had the TV and you had, you know, the antennas. They were up on your roof and the whole nine yards. And I don't know about you, you had about 4 controls. You had, you know, the channel changer. You had, you know, horizontal hold, vertical hold, and contrast. And so you got it to the right channel, and it's all that fuzz and it's all that stuff. I'll never forget going in there and my dad coming in and looking at me, and I'm just turning the dials and turning them and turning them. Some of you probably are my age and can remember doing that. And I'll never forget my dad looked at me and he said, "You know what? You keep turning everything. Get it on this channel that you know has a program coming on. Then adjust the vertical hold. Then adjust the horizontal hold. And then adjust the contrast and fine-tune it in." You know, I honestly believe that that was wisdom my dad didn't even know he was giving me. Because I honestly believe that, you know, when we come into where we desire that relationship with God, the first thing we got to do is get our vertical hold. Why do you think the first couple of the Ten Commandments is all about us and him? It's all about getting us in right relationship. There is one God. We get into relationship with him. But then after we get in relationship with him, we try and get in relationship with each other. Because then all of a sudden, we have the ability to go and grasp to where we can get the contrast, to where all of a sudden, it's not just color, it's technicolor. It's where it becomes alive like never before. But most of us in our lives, don't we get frantic? Don't we try and sort of get everything straightened out? I mean, don't we try and get, like, you know the old saying, all the chairs on the Titanic in order, thinking, oh, that's going to somehow save the ship. You see, we got to get into a relationship with God. To do that is to follow what God has to say to us. In the summary, to love the Lord God with the heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbors yourself. To be there in that place. And it's interesting because after the people say they're afraid, and they're afraid because of the thunder and the lightning. They're afraid because of the trumpet sound. They're afraid of the mountain smoking. And they say, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us because we'll die." What does Moses respond to? He says this. He says, "Don't be afraid. For God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin." In other words, the reason it's given isn't for death. It's not for termination. It's for connection. And quite frankly, God probably looking down saying, because most of you really aren't connected really well. You got your horizontal holdout, you got your vertical holdout, and by God, there's no even sense in talking about the contrast. And what Moses is really saying more clearly than anything else is, don't be afraid. You know, it's funny, Jesus says that more than anything else. Don't worry, don't be afraid. He's always getting, you know, first things up, first thing he meets after he resurrected from the dead, and he runs into, don't be afraid. Oh, you know, let it go. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the things that you think are so frightening. The environment out there. Get it home in your own skin. Because I made you that way. I made you to be at peace. Be one with me. And then you're going to be one with each other. Work on this. And then this will fall into line in an easier way, and you can work on that. It's not going to be easy. It's taking 5 steps forward and 3 steps back. That's what spiritual life is. It's not an easy thing, but it is a joyful thing. It's a joyful thing whereby we come, in a sense, to be proved of God. To be proved of God so that we become His people. You see, God called us and said to us, do you want to be mine or do you not want to be mine? But to do that means what? You stand in awe of who He is so that you don't go and move away from Him. You realize who He is, that you're not God, that He's God. You know, there's how many sayings on that? You know, if God is your co-pilot, you better switch seats. The one I've always loved that I've said before, too, is you know what? When I'll never forget, one guy looked at me and said, you know the difference between you and God? And I said, well, I'm an Episcopal priest. Yeah, I know the difference. And he goes, well, no, do you know the difference? And so I knew there was a punchline coming. And he goes, the difference between you and God is that God doesn't run around all day imitating you. And to tell you the truth, that's really what it's at, is where we say God controls things. We simply manage things. We're the tenants. We're not the owner. And yet most of us want to control everything. Most of us, when something happens to us that horizontally doesn't really fit, what do? We hold on to a resentment. And you know what? We are human beings. We're going to have resentments. We can have a resentment. We just can't keep a resentment. And so we've got to let it go, but you're going to stumble into that so you can stumble out of it, because God teaches us a lot more in the dark than He does in the light. And He calls us to be His people. He calls us to be in relationship in the same way as a husband and wife come together. A husband and wife to come together, not just thought to thought, not just, well, they can provide me with this and I can provide them with that. Come together to be one. To have being to being. You know, I always loved doing wedding ceremonies. And if you were, you know, married in the Episcopal Church, you had to have said these words. When you exchange the rings, you look at the other person, you say their name, and then you say, I give you this ring. And with all that I have, and all that I am, I honor you. It's giving all that you are and all that you are inside. Not the material stuff. But how many of us get hung up on the material stuff? This is mine and that's theirs. That's where we miss the boat. And it's not missing the Titanic. You're probably on the Titanic and you're not getting on the boat off. It's where you're going to sink, because you're so busy trying to get what's yours. And by God, it's me. And that puts you in the wrong place in relationship to God. See, we're called to walk with Him, to talk with Him, to let Him tell us that we belong to Him. And you know what? The good news of the gospel is you do belong to Him. So why do you keep trying to walk out of that clause in the ownership catalog? Why so often do we move away from it? I think it's because we don't get that first part of what Moses says and what Jesus says over it. Don't be afraid. On this day, St. Francis Day, which is an incredible day, are you going to have fear or are you going to have faith? Are you going to have fear that will make you keep scattering and getting the horizontal hold and the vertical hold and the contrast all confused? Maybe even turn to a channel that doesn't even have a channel. Or are you going to turn to the place where there is a channel and have faith and adjust the vertical hold and then adjust the horizontal hold? And then tune in the contrast so you have the picture, the relationship, the connection. the connection that can't be lost. The connection that's given by grace to you, that you were born with. Will you tune in? As you come to the Eucharist this day, I pray that you tune in like never before. That you realize that God called you here. And he goes out of here with you, even if you don't pay attention to him. But he always wanted to be in relationship with you, and he's never going to stop wanting to be in relationship with you. You see, on this day, he doesn't just love you first so you can love him back. He believes in you first so you can have belief and faith back. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.